Well, it is indeed 92.1 FM in Ocean Falls this morning in Carolina. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited as the summer season about to get underway. Lots of travel that will be going on around northern BC, but there's some complaints that a few people, perhaps even goods, are not actually getting aboard BC ferries and then getting to the Central Coast and Haida Gwaii. Carolina, you've been looking into this. What's going on?
Well, this morning, Russell, I'm going to take you and our listeners to two different areas, Bella Coola and the village of Queen Charlotte. Both communities are finding it very hard to get passengers and goods off of the BC ferries, even onto the BC ferries, and it's hurting their local economies.
All right, so how about Haida Gwaii first?
Okay, sure. I spoke with Queen Charlotte Mayor Greg Martin, and he recently had this experience.
I was on standby myself. I was herded up with all the other standbys in the terminal building. We all had little blue slips so we could see who each other were, waiting for our number on the standby list. And I'm looking around. I'm looking at Haida elders. I'm looking at young mothers with kids. And I was able to get on, but I have to tell you that I felt a bit guilty knowing that some of them weren't going to make it, and they can just book for the next ferry. That's what's going on with the freight, too. It's just a logjam.
So, a logjam. What's happening with the passengers being left behind?
Well, Russell, they have to find a place to stay until the next ferry comes along, or they leave their vehicle behind in Prince Rupert and wait until it can be hosteled on, as it's called. But that means in Skidigut, you arrive as a pedestrian trying to get home with all your belongings. And Greg Martin points out that once your car does make it on without you, somebody else will get bumped and the bottleneck worsens.
So Mayor Martin, he mentions freight being left behind. What kind of freight? What are we talking about there?
Well, you heard right. There's at least an up to 2-month backlog of goods and supplies bound for Haida Gwaii. It's backlogged as far as the Lower Mainland. In fact, here again, Mayor of Queen Charlotte, Greg Martin.
The truckers tell me that they have people running behind their trucks saying, "Where's my order? Where's my freight?" And the truck drivers feel terrible. And they say, "Well, I don't have it. It's still on the other side."
All right. So what does BC Ferries say about this backlog of goods and people?
Well, Deborah Marshall is a spokesperson for BC Ferries, and I spoke with her yesterday. Here's what she said.
As everybody is well aware, we have reduced our service. That was determined by the province. So this time of year in the shoulder season, we have 2 sailings per week. And we will be ramping up starting on June 19th. Crews on the Northern Adventure are doing everything they can to maximize the stow on the vessels. So they're certainly trying to help out any waitlisted customers. And we have been getting approximately 10 waitlisted customers on board. And we'll certainly endeavor to do that as we monitor the situation.
I just want to reiterate something Deborah Marshall said out of the gate there. We have reduced our service as determined by the province. Russell, you'll want to remember that line, okay?
Okay, so we'll keep that in mind. Tell me the story about Haida Gwaii. What's happening?
On the Central Coast.
On the Central Coast, yeah.
And that is exactly the problem, Russell. It's the beginning of the tourist season there. Visitors want to go, but they can't get there. You may recall that in 2013, the BC Ministry of Transportation announced they would take the MV Chilliwack out of service between Bella Bella and Bella Coola. In exchange, they moved from a ferry that could hold 115 vehicles to one that fits just 16 cars, even less if there's heavy machinery or RVs on board, which is often the case in the summer months. Now, I want you to meet Tom Hermance. He's the owner of the Float House Inn. He moved from New York and opened the small hotel in 2011. He calls this reduction in ferry services economic sabotage.
There's plenty of people who want to come out. I know I get emails, but the ferry is basically booked for the summer. Last year, we were down 70%, and that was about typical for accommodations here in the valley. And, boy, I don't know how many years we can get through this. I know some people, you know, are struggling, not sure, if what next year is going to bring. It's very serious for people around here.
All right, Carolina, businesses, tourists, and residents, they all sound pretty upset by these ferry reductions. But what's the response to the complaints?
Okay, Russell, now is the test. Remember what BC Ferry spokesperson Deborah Marshall said a few minutes ago?
Yeah, that they've reduced the service as determined by the province.
Okay, here's Deborah Marshall again.
The Nimkish is a lot smaller than the Queen of Chilliwack, but that was the service that the province has put forth with the service level adjustments that were made last year. So our crews are certainly doing the best they can with that motive vessel Nimkish and trying to maximize each and every customer wanting to travel on the route.
Is there any possibility that service will expand, that a different ferry will start bringing some of those passengers through to this area?
Not for the foreseeable future. The Nimkish is the vessel that's assigned to that route.
Okay, so the decision lies in the hands of the Ministry of Transportation. That's pretty clear. So, any response from them?
Well, I heard from them, and they say it's actually in the hands of the BC Ferries, who, as you recall, say it's actually up to the Ministry of Transportation.
All right.
And all of this back and forth is probably cold comfort for tourism operators, small business owners, travelers, and the general public. So I'm going to give the last word instead to the Mayor of Queen Charlotte. Here again is Greg Martin.
I wish that Minister Stone and of Transportation and the BC Ferries would actually answer my emails. I have to wonder if the minister isn't turning on his computer, or if Minister Stone is stonewalling us. I don't know what to think about this.
A lot of people don't know what to think about this, I think, at this point. Greg Martin, the mayor of the Village of Queen Charlotte. Carolina, thanks for bringing us the story this morning.
You're very welcome, Russell.
So we'd like to hear your tales from the ferries this year, and what sort of trouble have you had getting on? Has it been pretty smooth sailing for you? And if you've been hearing about the backlog of freight getting on or difficulties on waiting to get on, how has it changed your travel plans? How has it changed your business plans if you're living on the coast or on Haida Gwaii? Do give us a call, 1-866-340-1932, 1-866-340-1932, and from anywhere in northern BC. Has it affected your thoughts on whether or not you'll take a trip to the coast this year? And you can email us as well, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.